It's Tuesday, September the 14th, and we're in Isaiah 51 at verse 17. And there's an image here that's quite startling, that God has given to his people a cup, a bowl to drink from, and it contains strong liquor, and they're not able to hold their liquor, and the prophet describes them as tottering about and falling down and so on. It's the bowl of my wrath, is what he calls it. And eventually that bowl is going to be taken away. It's a depiction of Babylon, the exile in Babylon, and eventually when it is taken away, the coming of King Cyrus that Isaiah spoke about in chapter 45, the Persian, to liberate the people of God. There's a warning here that the one you need to be afraid of is not Babylon, and it's not Assyria. It is God himself. You need to be afraid. You need to have a fear of God. But there's good news here too, that the one who disciplines his people, and that's what it is, Babylon is discipline for their waywardness. The one who disciplines brings them back. Now, God is not in a hurry. They would be in Babylon for 70 years. And life in Babylon was tough. Think of Daniel in the lion's den, for example. But eventually, God would bring them back. In the final days of Babylon, before it fell to the Persians in 539 BC, and Daniel tells us that Belshazzar, Nabonidus was the king, but he was co-regent with his son and prince, Belshazzar, that we read of in the book of Daniel. And in Daniel's account of the fall of Babylon, Belshazzar was killed, and God's people were allowed to go back. And that is what is being talked about here in verses 17 through 23 of Babylon. He is the same God yesterday, today, and forever. So we'll pick it up again tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.